two from the good black man, and we're a winner. And everybody knows the two, we just keep on pushing, like your leaders tell you to. At last that blessed day has come, and I don't care where you come from, we're all moving on up, Lord have mercy, we're moving on up, moving on up, woo.
Well, welcome back to The Political Strategist. This is your podcast host, Brenda K. Sanders. I'm back here on the podcast because I want to talk about something that I talked about in my 2017 Detroit mayoral race, my candidacy. I talked about providing bathrooms for the City of Detroit businesses and making, causing or imposing some kind of requirement. The gas stations in Detroit, I don't know how many there are, but most of them do not provide a public bathroom. And the problem with it is it creates an environmental hazard. I used to hear a retired judge, David Bradfield, when he was presiding over urinating in public cases, say that it provides a hazard, an unseen hazard, when people urinate in public. And, well, we know the flies and the smell, and of course, he associated, and I don't know if he had data to support his assertions that there was some other public health problems that are associated with urinating in public incidents. And so I believe that the lack of bathroom accommodations at our city of Detroit, particularly gas stations, only add and augment the problem. And of course, environmentally compromise our immune system, but certainly it causes us to be more susceptible to different environmental hazards. And so I am advocating, just as I was in my previous campaigns, whether they be for mayor or Congress, that every gas station in Detroit be equipped and provide public restroom services. Because, I mean, even if you go to the gas station primarily to purchase gas, a patron should be able to use a restroom facility. And so I'm making it part of my platform and my candidacy for the 13th Congressional District race to encourage, if not make it somehow legally binding, that each gas station, or even, I guess so they won't be discriminated against, each business provide public restroom facilities to curb and prevent public environmental hazards. And their patrons, particularly, because many of the gas stations, many of the stores in the Detroit area do not provide public restroom, public restrooms for their patrons. Their patrons, those that are actually engaging in business with them. And then if you move to the outskirts of the Detroit city limits, you find the opposite. You find businesses providing public restrooms for their patrons. Of course, there's a problem with, those that are not patrons coming in and using the facilities. Well, that is an inherent, I guess, problem with it. But of course, as much monitoring as possible should be employed so that can be avoided. And then I believe that certainly, I would advocate for the city of Detroit to provide some kind of standalone restroom services for at least Detroit City residents, even if it's not connected with a business, because of the environmental hazards that are associated with urinating in public cases. I would advocate for such a thing. So again, thank you for listening on here on The Political Strategist. I'm always strategizing. I'm always saying something politically, I believe, important and advantageous here on The Political Strategist. Thank you again for listening. Thank you again for tuning in. Talk to you next time.
Drive a great big Cadillac. against the white walls. TV enters in the back. You may not have a car at all, but remember, brothers and sisters, you can still stand tall. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean. Diamond in the back, sunroof top, digging the scene with a gangster lean.